Every day, serve someone. Every day. Every day, add value to people. Every day, serve one. Every day, live the intentional life of doing for others sometimes what they cannot do for themselves. And if you will put people first and add value to them and serve them, it becomes absolutely amazing what you and I are going to have and achieve, how we're going to help people, and in return, how it comes back to us. Benjamin Franklin said this: "No one is useless in this world who lightens the burden of someone else." If you're helping someone else lift a load in your life, you become a very useful person. Mahatma Gandhi said that the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. But perhaps on this kind of a theme, my favorite quote is from Albert Schweitzer, who said, "I don't know what your destiny will be, but one thing I do know. The only ones among you who will be really happy are those who have sought and found how to serve." The happiest people are not always the most successful people, but they're the ones who serve the best. I've met a lot of unhappy, successful people, haven't you? But I've never met an unhappy person that gave their life of serving and giving and adding value to other people. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Everybody can be great because everybody can serve." If you will help people get what they want, then you'll receive everything that you need in life. We got to work at this. You're going to have to look at the year and say to yourself, what can I do to add value to people instead of what are people going to do to add value to me? What can I do to serve people instead of, I wonder who in this next year is going to serve me? We're going to have to do a complete mind shift in that whole process. Service over status. You know, there are two kinds of people. There are the people that do what is right and then feel good. And there are some people who want to feel good before they do what is right. And if you want to feel good before you ever do what is right, you and I will not do a lot of things right because we'll let our emotions control it. But the moment that we say, "No, I'm going to do the right thing," and then I'll let the emotion fall. Character over comfort. Now here's the key. Let me tell you, the first thing that's going to happen to you, the first thing that's going to happen is we're going to be inconvenienced. Because when you have to serve people, when you serve people, they don't do it on your time schedule. Sometimes people say, "Well, I don't know if I could do that. I don't even know if I have those kind of..." Listen to me. The moment that we really have a desire to add value to other people, our whole life will begin to change. I'm going to share with you right now 5 things I do every day. And I want you to do them every day in this year. And I will promise you, your life is about to incredibly change. And all 5 of these things I'm going to give you right now, you can do them. These aren't hard. These aren't complicated. Number one, every day I value people. And that's the foundation of everything we're talking about. If I don't value people, I'll never add value to them. But it all begins with valuing people. Number 2, every day I think of ways to add value to people. In other words, I'll look at my schedule in the morning, and I'll say where I'm going to go, who I'm going to see perhaps, and I'll say, okay, what can I do to add value to those people? I think of ways to add value to people. Number 3, every day I look for ways to add value to people. Number 4, every day I do things that value people. Every day. In fact, at the end of the day, the last thing I do every evening is I do a 10-minute inventory of my day. And one of the questions I ask is, who did I add value to today? Who did I serve today? I value people. Think of ways to add value to people. Look for ways to add value to people. Do things that add value to people. And number 5, I encourage others to add value to me. I do those 5 things every day.